Wen Jingguan. She's going to talk about grafting with cold-tolerant rootstocks to enhance early season cucumber production in high tunnels.
My name is Wen Jingguan. I'm from Purdue University. The talk I'm going to give is grafting with cold-tolerant rootstock enhanced early season cucumber production in high tunnels. Cucumber is a very popular summer crop growing in the Midwest. Majority of the growers I'm working with, they are growing cucumbers this way. The vines are growing on the ground. The major drawback of growing cucumber this way is the wide bellies. So normally those are the slicing cucumbers. They don't sell at a very high value crops. But in contrast, there are different types of cucumbers. In grocery stores, they sell at a very high price. Like the long English type cucumbers, actually Japanese type cucumbers looks very similar to English type cucumbers, also long, and they are individually wrapped. And the beta alpha cucumbers can be the mini-sized beta alpha cucumber or a little bit larger beta alpha cucumbers, but normally they are smaller than slicer cucumbers, and they have much thinner skin than slicer cucumbers, and they are seedless. And occasionally we could see the pickling cucumbers. They packed like 1 or 2 pounds bags. They sell in grocery stores. All this has very high price. A common character of all those cucumbers is that they grow either in greenhouse or in high tunnels, and most of them are imported either from Canada or Mexico. So they don't have the wide belly problems, and they sell at a very high price. Of course, we all know the high tunnel is getting very popular, especially in the Midwest. It didn't take me long to work in Midwest to realize the majority of the crops growing high tunnels are tomatoes. As a common sense tells us, if we grow tomatoes every year in the high tunnel, this is not a sustainable approach. And in addition to that, a few growers I talked to, I realized that there are more and more growers that grow tomatoes. The competition is much more severe than 10 years ago. So those growers, they start to thinking alternative crops. Seedless cucumbers definitely a promising crop in high tunnel production. First, it's not in the same family as tomatoes, so it's a preferred crop to rotate with tomato and pepper. And it's personalcopic, so which give it a capability to set fruit without pollination. And the climbing growth habit make it can be trellised to maximize the vertical space inside of the high tunnel. Those growers I'm working with, in high tunnel growers, more diverse growers, they start trying to grow seedless cucumbers in the high tunnels. I realize that most of them, they plant the cucumbers in the high tunnel much later than they plant tomatoes. And also some of them, they grow cucumbers following tomato as a fall crop. In that case, they take the risk of the early frost to kill the crop before they harvest them much. So either way, talking to them, I realized that those production systems, still, even though they are growing the seedless cucumber, the high-value cucumbers, but if you do the economic analysis, they are still not as high-value as tomatoes. So one way really can maximize or improve the profitability of growing cucumbers in tunnel is to further extend the season, especially in the early spring, because at that time the cucumber really sell at a high price, the same as tomatoes. So if we could extend the cucumber season earlier to early summer or even late spring, that can increase the profitability of these crops. And some of the growers I work to, they start to heat the soil. They have the minimal heating on the soil. Of course, cucumber respond very well with this production system, but it adds more cost and it adds the energy. And some of them don't have the electricity in their tunnels. They cannot do that. Another way to overcome the obstacle is through grafting. Like we all know the fact that cucumbers are extremely sensitive to no soil temperatures, much more sensitive than tomatoes do. Like in this article, it clearly showed the plant have little growth when temperatures are below 16, And then really, the plants start to grow when soil temperature is above 17 Fahrenheit. But at the USDA Harness Room 6, where I was at, normally the soil temperature, if we want to wait it until above 70 inside of the high tunnel, normally it will be until end of April. So if, and that is our end of April or early May, that is most of the tomatoes, most of the high tunnel growers, they start to planting cucumbers. So is that possible we could plant them earlier? That is them start to looking at the cucumber grafting. This is not a new technique at all. I believe everyone sitting here under expert of grafting. And it has been widely conducted in Asian countries. And if you look at the percentages of cucumber grafting rate in China, 13%, Japan, Korea, 75%, a very high rate. And the number one reason for the cucumber grafting is for the low temperature tolerance. In this country, we have conducted quite a bit of studies on vegetable grafting, but really we have very limited information on cucumber grafting. Personally, I think one of the reasons might be cucumbers in general have less soil-borne disease compared to like watermelons or melons, so maybe that is the reason. But I think it will be very beneficial if we look at the low temperature tolerance of this grafting techniques, see whether that can benefit our growers. So with that ideas in mind, I conducted this study. I have three cucumber varieties. I'm looking at the Taurus is the long Japanese type cucumber. Socrates is the larger beta alpha cucumber. And Excel that is the pickling cucumbers. I grafted these three types of cucumbers onto four rootstocks. Titan and Marvel are Cucurbiter machata. RST04190, that is the interspecific hybrid squash rootstock. Lumberwise, the Cucurbit maxima. Those are the commonly used rootstocks for cucumber grafting. This is my treatment. I have these three scions grafted on four rootstocks. Only the Socrates grafted on number one because of my miscalculation. I didn't have enough of that combination. That's why I don't have that treatment here. Now that I have other complications here. I was using whole insertion. That's in my first year with cucumber grafting, whole insertion method. Randomized complete blow design, three replications, six plant per rep. And this trials, I was transplanting them in March 13th. Normally, that is normally much earlier than most growers transplant cucumber in the high tunnels. So just a few days after, like I think this is the second day in the morning, I took the picture. On the left side, those are the lung grafted cucumbers. On the right side are the grafted. I start to see the lung grafted, I start to wilt. And a few days later, the lung grafted plants, the wilted plants, most of them, they died. It's very low rate they can recover. And the grafted plants, they all look fine. So eventually, I lost the 15% of Socrates, that is the larger beta alpha cucumber, 44% of Taurus, that is the Japanese type cucumber, and 83% of XSL, that is the pickling cucumber. All the grafted cucumbers survive in respective of rootstocks. 3 weeks after transplanting, it's very clear. I can see the difference on the plant height. So I started to measure the length of the vines. Okay, this is the data of the vine length. I printed data by varieties, XSL, Socrates, and Taurus. And on different months, so April, here is the vine length at the end of April, end of May, end of June. You can see for this Socrates in the middle, the larger beta alpha cucumbers, I did not see a significant difference in all the three growing period, the 3 months. But XSL, I see the lung grafted, the first bar on each of the sections of the comparisons. The first is lung grafted, then following that is different rootstocks. So for the XSL, I clearly see the lung grafted is shorter. It grows slower than all the grafted treatment in April, And in May, the difference is not that much. In June, there's no significant difference. And for the taurus, across the 3 months, April, May, and June, I see it's the lung grafted is significantly shorter than grafted with titan, grafted with RST rootstocks. This is the Vinance. And this data is the cucumber yield. I harvest the cucumber from May 4 to August 8. It's about 3 months harvesting. And here's the yield in May. The first section of the colony is excessive. Lung graft is significantly less yield compared to all the grafting treatment. And Socrates, lung graft is significantly less than grafted with RST rootstock. And Taurus, the significant difference is between non-grafted and grafted with number one rootstock. And in the left is the yield in June. No significant difference on all the three scions. And the yield in July, for the excessive, the lowest yield is grafted with marble rootstock. Socrates, no difference. Taurus, the grafted one is the lowest yield, significantly lower than grafted with titan. Now I combine all the yield, the 3 months yields together, that is the total yield. Can see for the excessive, the lung grafted is significantly lower than titan, but not the other rootstocks. There's no, then for the Socrates, actually the grafted with titan rootstocks has the lowest yield compared to other treatment for the Socrates. And Taurus, that is the variety I see the lung grafted is significantly lower than all the grafted treatment, regardless of rootstocks. Now the conclusion, clearly I see the grafting increased transplant survival rate when the temperature is suboptimal. Actually, at that time, right after transplanting, there's a few nights outside temperature is below 32. I was using a very heavy-duty roll covers, and under this roll cover, the lowest temperature is around 36. The air temperature is around 36, and the soil temperature is about, the average soil temperature the week after a transplant is about 15.5. So at that stage, I see the I have the loss of the lung grafted plants, but not grafted plants. It's increased the transplant survival rate. About the vine growth, grafting enhanced the vine growth of excessia and taurus, but not the Socrates. And grafting increased the early cucumber yield, but not the whole season yield of Socrates. So generally, when I see these results, it looks like Socrates, they didn't respond well with grafting. It seems like it's either no difference or depend on the rootstock, and even one of the rootstock have lower yield. Definitely, I can, from this study, I find the best rootstock for one cucumber type. I'm trying to see, look at cucumber with different types, so one best rootstock for one type is not the best rootstock for the another type. We need more research to look at the, to determine the optimal sign and rootstock combinations. So in the, this year and next few years, I was going to look at more rootstocks. And start from this year, I was working for quite a few growers in Indiana across the USDA Rome 6 and Rome 7 to look at how this grafting performed in their farm conditions. Okay. Yeah, I think we should do that studying. I was looking to doing that. So we have a better, clear understanding, really, until what level of the cold stress they can grow. Mm-hmm.